Om Shanti and very good morning. So very warm welcome again to this morning session. And we have with us our very respected divine senior yogi brother who has been practicing and teaching meditation for so many years. So Attam Prakash Bhai, thank you for coming. Let's put our hands to welcome him first before I introduce him. Thank you so much. Attam Prakash Bhai Ji has been with Baba for more than 40 years, out of which 36 years he's been in Madhuban. And a very sweet brother like him is taking care of the sweetest department in the whole of the Yagya, the Toli department. And not only here in Gyan Sarovar and Pandabhavan, but he's also taking care of the Toli department, the three campuses in Shantivan as well. So very fortunate to have him because he's very busy. And he's also a brilliant scholar, a brilliant teacher who holds gold medalist in his master's degree in chemistry. And deep churning and tapasvi, he's been implementing and reflecting on Baba's knowledge and how to share with us in a way that we can absorb and be closer to Baba. And for that, he's traveled all over India, including many countries, definitely visited Malaysia, more than 60 over countries. He's been sharing Baba's Gyan to, and also enlightened and brought many souls close to Baba. So very fortunate to have him with us today. So Attam Prakash Bhai Ji will share on the topic of very interesting topic he's given, the property and prosperity of spiritual experiences. He shared on the topic for half an hour. And after that, Brother Anil from Malaysia will pose some questions to him. And also, if you have any questions, you can come and share. And I mean, we can put a mic there and you can share, ask the questions. And Brother Anil will help to pose a question to Attam Bhai. Brother Anil is from Malaysia. He took his Gyan in Delhi. But he's spiritually grown up in Malaysia. And he's taking care of a center where the most Kumaris. He's a very good mentor, guide to bring up the Kumaris in the center called Sentul in Malaysia. So he's been with Baba for 27 years. He's an engineer by profession and still working full-time job as a consultant in an engineering firm. A very soft Dana brother. He's like a sister to all of us. So we are also very happy to have him with us in this session. So thank you to both Brother Anil and Brother Attam Bhai. Thank you, Om Shanti, and enjoy the session.
Om Shanti. On this confluence age, the ocean of knowledge, Shri Baba, is giving us most elevated knowledge. And its proof is experiencing elevated spiritual experiences in our Brahmin life. As much the treasure of spiritual experiences is increasing in our Brahmin life, we proceed towards the aim of completion and perfection. That is why Baba has said, now you have to become the experience of spiritual, you have to become authority of spiritual experiences. Almighty authority is the first authority, and second authority is authority of spiritual experiences. And those souls would have the property of spiritual experiences lot. They would be able to maintain stable stage even in upheaval situation. And secondly, they would be able to serve many souls simultaneously also. And thirdly, they will play a special role in revealing Baba in this world. That is why we must keep on increasing the property of spiritual experiences in our life. I would like to share 5 signs of an experienced soul. 5 signs of an experienced soul. First sign, those souls would have lots of treasures of spiritual experiences. The intoxication, spiritual intoxication would be visible on their face. Just as in this world, those Laukik people have lots of physical wealth, they are having the intoxication on their face. I am a wealthy person. In the same way, those souls would have the property of spiritual experiences. The spiritual intoxication would be visible on their face. Anybody could read, or anybody would see prosperity and contentment on his face. My father is ocean. From that ocean, I receive lots of treasures, spiritual experiences. That's why I become Master Ocean. Second sign, those souls would have lots of property of spiritual experiences. They can experience their Brahmin life as an interesting life and fascinating life. Because we observe sometimes, some children are coming to Baba. 4 years they are going on. But after a while, they go away from Baba. They go back in that world. Why? The reason is simple. Lack of spiritual experiences. But those souls would have the treasure of spiritual experiences. They would have the art of maintaining zeal and enthusiasm in their life in all the situation. They never experience sadness in their life. Third sign, those are an experienced souls. They experience elevated stage of yoga. They always remain lost in maintaining elevated stage of yoga. They never waste the valuable treasure of thought and time in gossiping or chit-chatting with others. And that is why many souls would like to be in their company. If I would be in the company of this person, I will get some inspirations, I will get some ideas, I will get some touchings, so I can maintain, I can progress well in on this path. Fourth sign of an experienced soul is those souls would have the property of spiritual experiences. They become the worthy of receiving blessings from many souls. When I was young in this knowledge, I used to listen in Baba's Murli, throughout the life you have to follow purity. And I was thinking, how that can be possible? But when I came in Madhuban in 1973, first time for meeting Bab Dada, I saw one brother's face, sparkling face, glowing face. I call him, I ask him, please share your experience regarding purity. Honestly. He shared. And when I listen his experience, I got lots of inspirations and courage and confidence. If this brother can maintain such type of the purity for a long time, I can also maintain. And I gave him blessings from my heart. Thank you so much. In this way, an experienced soul is sharing his spiritual experiences with others, souls. They give blessings from their heart. In fact, in confluence age, our true income is blessings of souls and blessing from Baba. Fifth sign. Those souls have lots of property and prosperity of spiritual experiences. They always reach their perfection safely. Maya never deceive them or Maya never cheat them. They learn the lesson from each and every situation. Because of that, all the time he is getting success and he is proceeding towards his perfection. We must observe these five qualities in our life, so we can get the idea what type of the stage I am having really. My stage is unshakable stage or not. Now, I would like to share the areas where we have to keep on doing the spiritual experiences throughout the Brahmin life. There are mainly 10 areas in which areas we must keep on doing experiences more and more and more and more. We must not get tired until we will not reach our perfection. First area, the experience of being in soul world. Soul world is our original home. That is our rest house. This is a guest house. We must go there with our intellect or with some consciousness, and we must feel, we must experience the atmosphere, the vibration of the soul world. How is really that soul world is? The place where everywhere there is a golden red light, divine light. It is a world of infinite peace. We must go there. We must experience that vibrations. We must keep on developing the percentage of being in soul world gradually and gradually. We must claim our right on our real home. Second area, in this confluence age, which is our home? Our title is Brahma Kumar this and Brahma Kumar that. Our father Brahma Baba is staying in subtle world. That is why subtle world is our home in this confluence age. I ask Muljah Dadi ji, could you please tell me something about subtle world? In 1990, I took her interview and I asked her this question. Please explain about subtle world something. She said, beyond these five elements, there is a region where everywhere there is a snow white divine light all the time. Snow white, bright, divine light all the time. And the communication of the angels is through the language of signal of the eyes and movements of the lips. And all the activities are going in subtle world on the basis of thought power. Any trans messenger sister is going there, how she is having conversation with Baba through the signal of the eyes and through the movements of the lips. In this way, Baba is sending sometimes messages for our progress. That is why we must go there, we must be there, and we must experience relationship with Baba in that religion. In that region. Third area, we must have the experience of golden age. Baba explained everything in the decade of 18-19 between. How our routine from Amrut Vela till night would be there, Baba explained everything clearly. What for? For our experience. We must experience that golden aged life while being in this Brahmin body. And we must imbibe that royal samskar, gentle samskar, golden aged samskar. so we can go to soul world, would have some little rest, and then when we will come down in the beginning of golden age, we will receive a birth in a royal family, in the family of king automatically, on the basis of that royal samskars. Fourth area, experience of soul conscious stage. Our aim is of having full experience of full soul conscious stage. It means zero consciousness of body and 100% consciousness of the soul. This is our aim. This is our destination. We must ask ourselves, where am I? What sort of experience of soul conscious I am having? We must keep on progressing more and more. We must increase the depth of soul conscious stage gradually and gradually. Like Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba practiced the soul conscious stage from a first day till the last day. And that is why he won the first number. Fifth area, experience of self-respect. We are a very royal souls. Not a single soul is an ordinary soul in this audience. We were king of king in golden age. We were in a very royal family. But at the end of this cycle, we lost that intoxication. We lost that royalty and nobility. Now we must regain that royalty. But how can we regain that? By maintaining self-respect. Shiva Baba has said that I have pure desire, which is that I would like to see every Brahmin child as a king. King is always sitting on the throne. And king is always ruling and controlling his subject. In the same way, I, the soul king, is sitting on the throne of self-respect, world benefactor's soul. And while sitting on that throne, we must experience ruling power and controlling power over our sense organ and physical organs. And we must experience self-sovereignty. Those souls are becoming king of the self. They can become the king of others in golden age and silver age. For that, we must practice self-respect. Baba has given us very good titles of self-respect. We must select one or two titles which gives us really joy and happiness and intoxication. That title is suitable for me. And we must keep on practicing that all the time in this confluence age. And we must experience that spiritual intoxication on our face. Sixth area. Experience of an angelic stage. Because our aim is to become the perfect angel. Not only angel, but perfect angel. And for that, we need to practice this angelic stage for a long time. Then only we would reach to our destination. angel. Angels are having special three qualities. He is always full with intoxication, spiritual intoxication, full with spiritual powers, and full with spiritual qualities. And wonderful crown of purity he is having. And constant link of his intellect would be connected with Baba, direct in Paramdham, soul world. This stage we must experience while being on the stage of service. When we are working in this physical world, at our job, at our home, we must keep on experiencing this angelic stage. Seventh area. Experience of God consciousness in soul world. We must go there, we must sit in company of Baba, and we must enjoy Baba's company, Baba's vibration, Baba's qualities, Baba's power. What is our aim? Our aim is to be with Baba with full consciousness. 100% consciousness must be there. We must keep on developing 10% there, consciousness 20 there, 30 there. 100% consciousness there, 0% consciousness here. That is our aim. That is why we must keep on developing the quality and quantity of yoga. And eighth area, we must keep on developing the experiences of having all relationship with Baba. Angel means experiencing all relationship with God. Not any relationship with be any physical being or any physical things. Not even with our own body. This is a matter of practice. I churn deeply on this aspect. Why really we would have the experience of all relationship with Baba? If I would have some problem, I have attachment with my mom, then I can experience that relationship particularly with Baba. But why I need to experience all relationship with Baba? And then I got answer of that question. Because throughout the cycle, in 84 birth, we would play different roles. And whatever the role we will receive, we must play that role perfectly. But we must imbibe that sanskar now in this confluence age. How can we imbibe that sanskar? Having relationship with Baba, we can imbibe that sanskar. And then throughout the cycle, we would play our role perfectly, prominently. Ninth area. Ninth. Experience of all powers and all virtues. 36 virtues are there. There is a list of 36 virtues. I must have experience of every virtue in my life. And I must have experience of 8 powers in my life. Then only I can experience victorious stage throughout the day. And then next area, 10th area is experience of doing service through the mind. Baba has said that we have done lots of service through the words and through the actions. But now very soon, we have to do lots of service through the mind. And we must have experiences of this area. Baba explained, the other day Baba explained, Janki Dadi ji had given the sakas to the Karachi, Pakistan. And Baba explained that also the same day. The seniors, they are doing service to the mind, or they are getting success in that area. But sometimes we are doing service to the mind, but there is one sort of doubt in our mind. I am doing this service to the mind, but I don't know I will get success or not. Such type of the doubt is there in our mind. Why? Because one reason, the tool of doing service to the mind is not really powerful. And second reason, I am not having the experiences of that service to the mind. If I develop that experience, then automatically I would be able to do that service successfully in future. Because doing service to the mind means doing world service, doing unlimited service. Because we are responsible for a particular area wherever we are staying. But our title is World Benefactor Soul. My father is a world benefactor. Being a child of Baba, I am a master world benefactor soul. That is why I am responsible for doing this service of entire world. And that is why I must have that experiences also. Understand? In this way, we must keep on increasing the property and prosperity of spiritual experiences in our Brahmin life. Brother Anil?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Thank you. Stop at the right time. 10:30. Maybe time for questions? So I remember when my earlier time, it could be 1998 or something, I listened to Adam Prasbhai's class, you know. He was coming, I don't know whether it was in meditation hall or here. You're walking from that side to, but I could really feel your angelic, you know, could see the angelic kind of appearance. You know, you were practicing so deeply, that topic also was something like that, angelic. So I could really feel, you know, he was really into that stage. So the one question is, how do you practice angelic stage during our, you know, busy schedule, especially in your case, of course, Baba Seva. In our case, we had to do, you know, office and all those things. How we can practically do or experience this angelic stage?
Okay. While performing action, we must practice angelic stage. then while sitting in yoga, we must practice powerful stage of yoga. But for practicing angelic stage while being on the stage of service, first of all, we must have the awareness that I am an incarnated angel in this world. I am coming from angelic world for performing actions in this corporeal world. I am an incarnated angel. You must maintain that higher consciousness while performing action. And Baba has said once, being in an angelic stage and seeing others also as an angel, this is the act of charity. Why? Because when we are seeing others also as an angel, our pure energy is flowing towards that person. He feels comfort. And that is why he is giving blessings to us. That is why we must practice while performing action. I am an incarnated angel, and whoever is working around me, they are also in angels. See, Brahma Baba. When Brahma Baba was walking around, everybody was experiencing Baba as an angel. What was the secret? Because the light of soul consciousness was always on in this bodily house. That is why everybody was experiencing Baba as an angel. Angel means experiencing light house and might house stage. This house is a lighthouse. Means the light of soul is always on. Maya can turn switch off, but we must turn the switch on. The switch of soul conscious stage. Then we can experience this house as a lighthouse. And in future, as much we are developing that stage, then automatically we can experience this house as a might house also. Full with powers. Because angel is always having direct connection with the Son of Knowledge, Baba, with the Source, Baba. He always receiving powers from that Source and radiating that powers in this universe. That is why anybody could experience while being in his company, anybody could experience as a lighthouse and might house stage from that person.
Okay, I think, is it clear how to practice this angelic stage? So Brother was sharing that soul conscious awareness should be switched on all the time. So then we can, so we will feel the body of light also. Others also could feel the body of light.
Yes.
So angelic presence means their problems also get solved? Or how they know that, you know, how your angelic presence, how others will feel their problems and everything gets solved? Will that be the experience?
See, Baba has said, you have to do lots of service through your angelic stage. Because the Laukik people, they don't have the introduction of God. They don't know about God. But they know about angel. That is why when they are experiencing trapped in a problem, they are always expecting some angel can come here and can help me and can give me sakas so I can be free from this problem. That is why we have to do service through our angelic form. Physically I am sitting here, but somewhere some natural calamity is there, earthquake is there or tsunami is there, and many souls left body. In this situation I can fly there in angelic form and I can receive light and might from Baba, and I can send that vibration to that souls, those already left body in that situation, in that problem. So they can receive peace and power. And I can also receive blessings in return. We have to do this service lot and lot in future. We, in 2016, Baba has said, now, anyhow emerge the sanskar of your angelic stage. Because Baba wants to give us the golden chance of doing unlimited service. Not limited, unlimited service. Because angels can fly throughout the globe and he can soar unlimited souls as much he want. And he can earn lots of spiritual income. That is why we must keep on developing this angelic stage while performing action also, brother.
Okay. I think that is very much clear now. Now, another question. Serving the elements, you know, five panchabhuta, nature, how do we serve? Is it with our power of purity or with any other particular power we need?
Yeah, very good question, brother. Because we made these elements impure, we are responsible for that. Now we have to purify these five elements. And for that we really need powerful yoga stage. I remember one thing. When Prakash Mani Dadiji left body, we offer 13 days bhog to Baba. And Baba's message one day was, now you have to do service through the of elements. But how can you do that? Then Baba has said, immerse that element in the form of God or in the form of Goddess. On one hand, in subtle region, you are in angelic stage, and in this angle, Shiva Baba in Brahma Baba's body is there. Receive light and might from Baba on you and reflect that light and might on that particular element, God or Goddess. For instance, sun is a god. So you can emerge as a god. This earth is like a goddess. That's why you can emerge earth in the form of goddess. And they receive light and might from Baba and just give that light and might to that element. This one type of this service we can practice. But specially for this service, we must receive the shower of purity on ourselves, and we must spread that shower of purity on these five elements. And sometimes receive sakas from Baba Purity is already included in that. Receive sakas from Baba and give that sakas to the world globe, to the five elements also. And as much we would be busy in this service, then we can receive lots of blessings directly from Baba. Because Baba wants to purify these five elements through the children's service. And as much we would be helpful in this service, then automatically we could receive blessings from Baba directly.
Yeah. I remember just now brother was mentioning that the Prakashmani left the body, and then there was one book message I remember that the five elements, they take up the form of goddess, god and goddesses, and bowing, welcoming Dadi, you know, because she served the element. I remember, still remember that,
yes,
book message.
Yes.
Yeah. So now, since Dadi Prakashmani, I think brother has been with Dadi for a long time, 30 years or something, Dadi Prakashmani.
Yeah, okay. I got the golden chance to be in Madhuban in Dadi's company for 30 years.
So some unique experience, you know, you can just share with us. Some unique experience, you know, which we never heard about.
Yes. I would like to share one experience. 1200 double foreigners were in Madhuban. And Dadi asked me, she called me, Atam Prakash, I would like to offer potato crisps to all brothers and sisters. And I was the one only person working in that holy kitchen. One or two brothers, they were helping me. Since morning I was working till 6 o'clock evening. I was busy, busy, busy. Because wooden stick fire was there. And then Prakash Mani Dadi entered in a kitchen. I was alone. She stood up beside me and she looked at me. And then she said, "Hello, Atam Dada, how are you?" I said, "What? Dadi, administrative head. And she's saying me hello. And Atam Dada, Dada means white hairs and this and very senior brother. I am not senior brother. Why she is giving so much respect to me?" But when she said that, oh, I become fresh. My tiredness went away within a few moments. And I experience freshness. What I mean to say, she had that quality. She was giving respect to others. And she was receiving respect from others also. I remember one thing. In last days, Dadi has said, if you really would like to become like Dadi or have respect for Dadi, become the embodiment of two words, Swaman and Sanman. Swaman means be in self-respect. Sanman means give respect to every soul, each and every soul. If you really would like to win the heart of any soul, just with generous heart, you give respect to that soul. And I observe this quality in Prakash Mani Dadi ji. She was a good administrator because he was having this quality. Giving respect to the elders and those are like us, and giving love to the youngers. And because of this art, she became administrative head and she was carrying her responsibility smoothly. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
And I observe, brother, lots of balance in her life. Busy and easy. I ask her one question, Dadiji, I am observing your face. You are carrying such a big responsibility. 7,000 centers are there and lots of Madhuban activities are there. You are carrying so big responsibility. But I have not seen any sign of tirelessness on your face. Could you please tell me what is the secret of your ever freshness, ever lightness? And she has said, Brother Atam, first thing, I always experience that I am an instrument. Only I am instrument. I am not doing anything. Baba is using me and Baba is doing everything through me. I am just instrument. Secondly, on my shoulder, on one side I experience Shiv Baba and on the other shoulder side I experience Brahma Baba in angelic form. The most powerful forces of this world are always available with me. That is why any problem is coming, because of the help of these two powerful forces, problem is just going like this. And that is why I am always experiencing lightness. Understand? And thirdly, she said that the lesson of nothing new is very natural. Whatever the scene of this drama is going on, that is just only and only repetition, nothing new. We are sitting in this hall, in this situation, not first time, unlimited times. We sat like this and that's why we are sitting like this, and we will keep on sitting like this every cycle. Nothing new. That is why I'm always experiencing lightness in my life. Because experiencing lightness is the sign of fortunate soul. Why? Because when we experience lightness, we can get flight of Paramdham, we can be with Baba, and we can receive lots of might from Baba. And as much we will receive might from Baba, our soul is becoming white, pure. And as much the soul become white, pure, that much we can claim our birthright from Baba. That is why remaining light in all the situation while carrying our responsibility, laukik and alaukik, that is the sign of fortunate soul, brother.
Thank you. I just want to add on maybe. I remember this, you know, somebody asked Adi this question also, how you can be so light, in all the situations. And what kind of effort you are making? You know, they don't see Dadi making any special effort. Then Dadi just said that she only pay attention to give blessings and receive blessings. This is the only aspect she just pay attention. So in that everything is included, like.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah, that's right.
Yes, now almost time. So I want to ask one more question or two more questions. What two or three aspects do you suggest for us to make fast effort?
Good question, brother. how we can become the fast efforts maker. Because few years ago, in Diamond Hall, Baba has said that today Baba is giving title to every soul, the title of fast efforts maker. But I would like to share some tips about this. First tip, the chance of creating our fortune only we are getting in this confluence age throughout the cycle. Only we are getting this chance once in a cycle. That is why I would like to claim my full right from Baba. And that is why I have to become a fast efforts maker. Because time is running out. Very short time is left. And within that short time, I want to receive my full inheritance from Baba. And for that, there is no way I have to become intensive efforts maker, fast efforts maker. This is one tip. And second tip, for becoming fast efforts, you always keep one scene in front of you. I, the soul, is a horse of a race, spiritual race. In this race, ₹1.5 million or 2 million horses are running. And Baba gave me permission in this race, spiritual race. That is why I don't want to be runner only. I want to be a winner. And for becoming winner, I have to become intensive efforts maker. Then only I can win the prize. If you keep this scene in front of you all the time, sometimes there won't be any sort of laziness in your life. That is why we have to be alert. Race of horse of race means what? The horse of race is always active, alert and smart. And then only he can become the winner in that race. And third aspect. My teacher is a God, supreme being. I have to glorify the name of my teacher. And for that, I have to maintain elevated stage. Then only I would be able to reveal my teacher's name. And for that, I have to become fast efforts maker. Teachers shows students, students shows teacher. That is why if I would become intensive efforts maker, I can maintain elevated stage, and through that stage, I can reveal my teacher, Shiv Baba, teacher's name.
विकराल विनाश खड़ा आगे सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है
धाम में तुम्हें
सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है
धाम में तुम्हें गाना है
Okay. Anyone want to ask any questions? Maybe one or two questions from the audience. No one have, come. There is mic here. Or you can ask from there.
Yes, brother is giving mic.
Om Shanti. Bhai, I had a question. When you, the 10th point to do the Mansa Seva, then you told us that there keep coming a little doubt in the mind while is this going to work or not, my thought power, right? And that makes it not successful. So which little experiments we can do in daily life to overcome that doubt?
See, if you really, really would like to get success in doing service to the mind, we need to have two things with us. Very good stays of yoga, powerful yoga, and very good stays of purity. Why? Because through the medium of pure and powerful thoughts, we can send the power or sakas to that particular soul, to the distant person. Pure and powerful thought has that power to carry that sakas to that soul. That is why we must develop very good stage of yoga. Baba sometimes used to say, more than 8 hours, develop yoga more than 8 hours. And thought level purity means no impure thoughts, always pure thoughts. Then we would be able to do successfully service to the mind. Understand? The tool of doing service to the mind must be powerful. That's it. Then automatically we can get positively success.
Okay, so maybe one question comes to my mind. You know, recently Meera Didi was talking about this 8 hours of yoga and then that the relationship of lover and beloved with Baba. So can you just share your experience, maybe Baba being the beloved? You know, she was telling that is so important. to burn our or the experience in that, you know, volcanic stage.
Because we have to experience this stage. Baba is my bridegroom and I, the soul, is a Baba's bride. We have to do that experience in soul world. Because soul world is a peace palace. Like a peace palace. And we must go in that peace palace soul world. And we must experience Baba as my favorite bridegroom. And I, the soul, is favorite bride. And just visualize Baba's beautiful form. And then automatically your heart will overflow with godly love. Then automatically you can become closer and closer to Baba. Then automatically you can get lost in Baba's arm of light and might. And you can get lost in the ocean of love, bridegroom. And you can experience combined stage with bridegroom. And that loveful stage can convert in a powerful stage automatically, because on one hand Baba is ocean of love, and on the other hand Baba is ocean of power also. That's why when we experience combined stage with Baba, then automatically that loveful stage can transform easily in a powerful stage. Understand?
Yeah. There's one question that I want to.
Thank you, Bhaiji. My question is, it seems from your talk and also some questions asked, that purity of mind is a prerequisite for serving through the mind to the others. So, how to improve that purity of mind, you know, like not having any impure thought at any time, even in your dreams. So could you suggest some practice to reach that stage? And then you can serve through your mind much better. Thank you.
Yes, in Brahmin life, this is a very important aspect. Maintaining very good stage of purity. And one secret, I think I would like to share with you. In physics, in magnetism, the chapter of magnetism, there is one principle. Equal poles repulse, opposite poles attracts. When I am having the awareness that I am point of light and this person is also point of light, then automatically because of having equal pole, there would be repulsion. Then I may not have any impure thoughts. But instead of that, if I would have the awareness that I am a male and this is a female, because of having opposite pole, there may be the possibility of having impure thoughts or having attraction. That is why Baba has said that go beyond the awareness of brother and sister also. I, the soul, we are all the souls, children of one and same Father. We are all the souls, children of one and same Father. If we maintain such type of the awareness, then easily we can maintain very good stage of purity. And second tips I would like to share with you. We must have always positive attitude. My father, Shubhava, is the ocean of purity. My mother, spiritual mother, Brahma Baba, is a ocean of, master ocean of purity. And I am mouth-born progeny. My birth is also through purity. That is why I am a pure soul. If we would have that type of the positive attitude, then automatically we can maintain very good stage of purity easily. Understand, brother?
Okay, so time is up. So shall we have one song meditation or?
Yeah, small means how much?
How much time, Bhai is asking? Maybe 10 minutes meditation?
Ten minutes.
Yeah.
Yes?
10 minutes, okay. Yeah.
Please clap then. Because this is the time of little bit drowsy or something. Sit upright. Better. Om Shanti. As I sit here, I use the eye of my intellect to visualize clearly and deeply in the center of my forehead that I am a very tiny and shining point of divine light. I am a pure light spreading the light of purity all around me. Experiencing supreme bliss. My true identity in this world is only a tiny and shining point of divine light. I, the soul point of light, is getting detached from this bodily instrument and sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect and flying upwards. Flying beyond these five elements. Oh ho, I arrived at a subtle region where everywhere there is a snow white, bright, divine light. I, the soul point of light, adopt a dress of an angel, dress of spiritual light. How beautiful is this dress? The emperor of angels, my sweet Brahma Baba, is in front of me in his perfect angelic form. My sweetest Shiv Baba is also present in him. Bab Dada gives me love filled drishti. I, the angel, is enjoying Baba Lofi Lusti. And I have become lost in Baba's arm. Experience blissful stage. I, the soul point of light, is getting detached from this angelic place. I'm sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect and flying upwards toward the soul world. Oh ho, I arrived at a supreme region where everywhere there is golden ray divine light. It is a world of infinite peace. This is my true home, my sweet home. Oh, incredibly beautiful form of Shiv Baba is in front of me. I, the soul, is visualizing beautiful Baba's form with the eye of my intellect. Baba becomes the light of my eyes. In the world of my heart, there is only my sweetest father. Baba is the son of knowledge. It's unlimited source of spiritual energy. I, the soul, is receiving the shower of extremely powerful rays constantly over me. I, the soul, is receiving and receiving tremendous power from Son of Knowledge, Baba. And in the fire of yoga, my sense of burning away within no time, I, the soul, feel happy and lightness. Truly, these are the most happiest moments of my life, in which I, the soul, is experiencing myself in the company of God. How fortunate am I? I, the soul, filled with powers, am sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect and flying towards the corporeal world. And sitting again in the center of my forehead, I am Master Almighty Soul, radiating powerful rays of powers in this atmosphere and charging this atmosphere. I am receiving the shower of powerful rays as a fountain of powerful rays directly from Paramdham, soul world, over me.
and I am radiating that powerful rays in this universe. As my sweetest father is point of light, so is the form. My form is point of divine light. The sparkling star is sparkling on my forehead. The light of eight powers is spreading in this atmosphere.